Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
If you love celebrities, you're going to hate what's like.
This is true.
We're about to tear some people down.
But they deserve it.
A lot of celebrities get themselves to that upper echelon and maintain a little humility.
Yeah.
But then there are the ones who don't.
And I forgive a lot of the behaviors because it's got to be a drag.
Oh, I can't imagine.
But don't display it in front of the people that are paying your salaries.
Right. And everybody has a bad day, but then...
Right.
So we want to talk to you if you've had an encounter with a celebrity. We call them celebrity buttheads.
Yeah.
It all started with Amber came into the studio was like, we're like, oh my God, you got to go to Lizzo. How was that?
Yeah, the Lizzo concert.
Don't do this! Lizzo's so cool!
I know. I had such high expectations. I was so stoked to go to the show. We were having the meet and greet. I was so excited. And I like to do a fun picture when we go to meet and greet. So at the VMA red carpet, she like grabbed her boobs and like did this little face.
Oh.
And so I walk in. I'm like, oh my gosh, hi. It's so cool to meet you. Nothing. Like, didn't say anything, barely looked at me and my friend. And then I was like, could we do a fun photo and like do your VMA red carpet pose? And she looks at me deadpan and goes, knock yourself out. And then looks back at the camera.
Oh.
And hardly smiled for the photo. I thought it was just me. And then more people came out of the meet and greet. Was like, well, that was weird. She was rude.
No.
It
not
bummed me out.
She lived in your hood.
She did. She lived in Aurora for like a year. And that's not how we act in Aurora.
No, Aurora. Aurora.
I know. And I thought she was going to be so positive and uplifting and female empowerment and just like, woo. And I was so sad. I was so bummed.
Was it a pre-show meet and greet or post?
Pre-show.
Oh,
so then you could like how?
Oh, it was hard to enjoy the show. I think it influenced my view of the show. She can sing. She can bring the house down, no question. But I was just unimpressed the rest of the show.
Dang, now you're crushed forever.
I know.
Yeah. I wanted her to be. She's so
right.
I heard she does like a loving mantra for the audience, and the whole time she's kind of like asking the audience for praise. It was kind of
Lizzo.
Truth does hurt.
Right.
She has confirmed 100% that.
She is that bee.
Her lyrics are true.
She's, you know what though? I mean, I've met a lot of actors, but I'll tell you, there's very few musicians that, now, we've met a few musicians that are.
Well, I know you had a big run.
Yeah.
John Mayer, I know.
Really?
You guys had a
complete D-bag.
Yeah.
I could see that for sure.
I'm told that, but here's the thing. He has said out loud now that he's better, which to me feels like
when
you have to announce that you're not a D anymore. I don't know that you actually did. Like you should.
Yeah.
That's kind of a D move.
Right. You understand. I was. No.
I'm reformed.
Right. Like, your actions do the talk. Like we had to go back and interview him. We're back there. And then he just like cut it short in a terrible, like, he was just like, yeah, that's probably enough. I need to go back to macerating my fruit. And I was like, to what? I eventually went home and Googled it. It just means chopping it up and putting it in sugar.
Oh, God.
But I was like, pretentious.
Exactly.
God, I just,
And you knew you had a meet and greet, so why are you doing that thing with the fruit?
Right.
Why don't you wait till
right? And besides, like, this is going to go on. This was going on Alice. We were interviewing him, and it was like, that's probably enough. And it was like, I got like two questions out.
That's deep.
All right, dude.
Yeah, you're
all right. You're the new Stephen Jenkins is who you are.
Okay, that guy.
You know who that is?
Don't.
Third Eye Blind.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Great band, great songs, great, but he's just that we
for some
terrible
reason.
Yeah.
Remember when Third Eye Blind was really cool? he still thinks they are.
Oh.
So.
And he acts to people like they
are. Yeah, he's a diva, and it's like.
We had an Alice thing. We kind of had a.
He played two events for us. He played one for our corporate team, and he was such a jerk that we canceled the second night.
Yeah.
That's bad.
And then somebody, John Mayer'd him and reformed him. I don't know what they gave him. They gave him like lithium or something. He was a completely, he was like so grateful to be here and stuff. Like the night before he played, he's just like, there's so many guys, I'm stringing 20 stories together, but it was like, he's playing Semi-Charmed Life, played like half of it. It's like, that's enough of that. And you're like, that's the only reason we're here. We don't want to hear your new experimental sitar song. We're here for do-do-do. Yeah. That's why.
You're right. Play that.
Yes. It's like, that's, I've had enough of that song.
Being a douche.
But he was impressive the next night. So
he was like
I swear to God, they gave him something. He was under the influence of some sort of mind altering or whatever. Anyway, we want to open it up to you. So who has been the biggest letdown in celebrities you've ever met? Amber, you were in LA forever. Give us another big name celebrity that you met that turned out to
be. There's definitely a few, but one of the biggest ones was Lucy Liu.
No, don't.
The actress Lucy Liu.
She's fiery.
Beautiful.
But it was like an event and everyone was at different tables. There was lots of celebrities there. I was working it. And we had to like check credentials, and I asked for her credentials, and she's like, "Trust me, I'm legit." I'm like,
"Oh,
that's this far away.
I know who you are. Yeah. It's part of my job.
Yeah, I have to do it to everybody.
Yeah,
I hate
it. It's the don't you know who I am
right
scenario. Like, there are local. Like, my ex-wife worked at a shoe store, and a local female anchor." Who's no longer on TV, but came in and like demanded a discount. And then when she didn't get it, she dropped the
don't you know who I am.
It's just like John Mayer. If you're saying that out loud, you have to check yourself.
Yes.
I absolutely know who you are and know you can afford to buy these shoes at full price. How's that?
Right. No. Right.
Are we good with that? I mean,
there is that.
I don't know what you want me to say, but I'm an influencer. I don't care. It doesn't.
Doesn't matter.
All right, so we're going to open up to you guys. Who are the biggest...
You can't say us? What?
You can say Amber, but not Slackers. No, you can't. No, look how defensive you got.
Yeah, I met Amber one time. Whoa.
They're not going to call and say that.
They will about us.
Was rude, it's because I feel awkward most of the time.
That's me.
And I don't know what to do.
So if Amber was a celebrity butthead, give us a call.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who the celebrity was. I'm sure we'll get number 7, Mr. Elway. But who was your celebrity butthead? Oh, no.
What are your favorite? No. What?
Morgan.
So when I was at the CU-CSU game, I ran into Philip Lindsay, and I was so excited. My friend and I went up to ask him for a picture, and he ignored us and, like, shoved us out of the way so he could go find his friends. Didn't even acknowledge that we were there.
See, Slacker's got Philip Lindsay on his...
On my fantasy team. Yeah. I need him to be a nice guy.
I thought he was the nicest guy ever. I heard that, and I was so disappointed. My heart broke.
You maybe just caught him at the wrong second, the wrong minute. Okay.
Yeah, he's another local kid who you would think would be...
Appreciative.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
He's Elway now.
Oh, God. Oh, Morgan. So does it change the way you watch the football games now? You're like, meh.
It does. I honestly am like, yeah, that's right, Philip Lindsay. You deserve to get hit.
Oh, wow. That's awful. Thank you for the call. Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Celebrity buttheads.
Jillian Michaels.
Oh, she's that workout lady.
I can see. She doesn't strike me as a nice person.
Very warm. Yeah.
She seems like very hard, drill sergeant-esque. Like, there's no soft nougaty center on that thing. What you see is...
Not at all.
Where did you see her?
Yeah, what happened?
Actually, I'm an Uber driver, so about a month ago I picked her up at a hotel downtown, and she had to go to a Walgreens. There was tons of traffic. She was being super rude because it was taking like really long to get to the Walgreens. And she gets on the phone and starts talking to a friend or something like that, talking about how her car her driver is going the wrong way and her car service, she called me a car service, is not very good. And then gets out of the car when I got into the Walgreens and tells me this is why she never takes Uber.
Oh!
So no tip coming from Jillian Michaelson.
No.
No tip.
No, she didn't even have a picture of it, yeah.
Wow. And there's nothing you can
do. No, yeah, you're just like, ding her on your rating and call it good. Ah, dude, Mike, that sucks.
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me. Thank you. Karina.
Yay.
Yay.
Celebrity buttheads.
Eddie Murphy.
What? I've heard,
yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, what happened?
So he was doing a movie here at Del Mar, and my mom and I snuck into the filming, and we were extras. And
nice.
It was really cool, but he had no want for any of his fans. They actually had a double come out and like actually talk to his fans, and people were like,
"We know you're not Eddie Murphy."
What? He hires a stunt double.
Come on. Go talk to them and be funny.
No, and then like as he's coming out of his trailer after being like completely done up for his role, he like has the chairs moved out of the way for him. He couldn't even like, I mean, he was such a butthead to everybody there. He didn't want to talk to anybody, and he said it was his game face.
I see.
Wow.
Because he like became one of the biggest stars on the planet. Dude. And it goes to your head.
It
you just,
does.
Thank right. you. Yeah, that doesn't totally surprise me either.
They shot Beverly Hills Cop at Belmar?
What? But is Belmar the mall? I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's in Lakewood.
I was not going to address this, but now that we're there, we're talking Alameda and Wadsworth,
yes,
or whatever?
That Belmar.
There's a movie that was shot out there?
That's what I want. Eddie Murphy movie, no less.
Dr. Doom? Like what?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Jasmine.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay. Celebrity buttheads.
Yeah, so I paid a lot of money to go see Chelsea Handler when she came to Denver. And I paid extra money to have a meet and greet for her to sign my book.
Oh.
So she had a range at which she would allow people to take pictures. I was like, whatever, this is stupid. Like, I paid a lot of money for this. So I'm up close talking to her. I'm like, oh, my God, I love you. And I snapped a picture right in front of her. After she signed my book, she threw it and said goodbye. I was like, are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. You paid.
You put money into her pocket, and right. She treats you like.
And let you just take. So you didn't put enough money in your pocket to get a signature and a picture.
Wow.
That's
so deep.
I sat like in the third row during her show, and she literally like anytime somebody took a picture, she would obnoxiously call them out and be like, are you kidding me right now? Are you really kidding me? You're taking pictures. Like it was.
Yes.
So
welcome
awesome.
To
like,
the year right. 2001 is what like,
wow.
Shut up. Oh my God. Thank you for the call.
I know.
I used to really like her too. And she's kind of Ron.
Hey guys, yay.
Yay.
Celebrity buttheads.
Celebrity buttheads. So this is a secondhand story from my wife, but a couple of years back, she was a general manager at a record store out in California, and Eric Estrada came in.
Ooh, from the old TV show Chips.
Oh, God.
The old TV show Chips, yep. And what he did was he went to ring up, and his credit card got declined.
Oh,
and
no.
And wanted to talk to the manager and all the other stuff, so out comes my wife, and he started the whole, you know who I am, I'm Eric Estrada. Well, he left without all his stuff because his card was declined and his celebrity name didn't do it for him. So,
ha ha. Ha ha.
No, I mean,
you're just like the rest of us.
I know who you are, but apparently MasterCard doesn't.
Exactly.
So, pound sand, fool.
Exactly. Now, the good side of that story, she did say that the one celebrity she met, Robin Williams, was absolutely the greatest person she ever met. So
that makes me very happy to hear.
Yeah.
Because you could think, he just seemed like there was times where he was kind of drugged out of his head and like maybe wasn't the nicest guy. But that's cool. Thank you for the call, Ron. Jennifer.
Yay.
Celebrity buttheads.
Pauly Shore.
Oh, the weasel.
Shocking.
Yeah, I know,
right? Where'd you meet him at?
Years ago, I was a sales manager of a movie distribution company. And we had, I think the name of the movie was The In-Laws or Brother-in-Law.
Yeah, Son-in-Law. Yeah.
Do you remember that? Well, we were going out. I was with the Disney rep, and we were going on the road to promote this movie when it had released into video.
He was crawling that movie.
He was doing a live comedy show up in Boulder. So the Disney rep escorted me up there, and we went back behind it. He was laying on this couch. The rep introduced me, and I bent over and put my hand out to shake his hand. He flung his legs up in the air and farted in my face.
What?
Oh, my God. Yep. Because he thinks that's funny. You're five, dude.
What's,
oh, God. I wanted him to be humble. He grew up like in a comedy club.
He did.
Like the comedy club, right?
Right. His mom was Mitzi Shore. Yes. The big, huge. Yeah.
Ah, thank you for the call. That's sad.
Right. Because he never would take himself seriously.
But farting in somebody's face is
that's not.
That's not good. Raya.
Yay.
Celebrity Butthead.
John Elway.
Okay, here we go. All right. What happened?
So when I was a kid, my aunt actually lived in his neighborhood.
Ooh.
And was friends with his wife.
Wow.
And so she had invited all of us over for dinner, and he did not know that. And so he walks in, all up in arms, drinking, and throws us out.
Oh, my. You were invited guests, and he's like, everybody out.
Yep.
You got kicked out of John Elway's house.
That's kind of
that's pretty sweet.
That's a position of honor right there. Thank you for the call. Well, we knew we were going to get one of those, right?
Yes.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.